Moreover, says Solomon, the preacher, I saw under the sun that in the place of justice, even there was wickedness. And in the place of righteousness, even there was wickedness. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time for every matter and for every work. I said in my heart, with regard to the children of man, that God is testing them, that they may see that they themselves are but beasts. For what happens to the children of man and what happens to the beasts is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath, and man has no advantage over the beasts, for all is vanity. All go to one place. All are from the dust, and to dust all return. Who knows whether the spirit of man goes upward and the spirit of the beast goes down into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work, for that is his lot. Who can bring him to see what will be after him? Again, I saw all the oppressions that are done under the sun, and behold the tears of the oppressed, and they had no one to comfort them. On the side of their oppressors there was power, and there was no one to comfort them. And I thought, the dead who are already dead are more fortunate than the living who are still alive. But better than both is he who has not yet been and has not seen the evil deeds that are done under the sun. Then I saw all the toil and all the skill and work come from man's envy of his neighbor. And this also is vanity and a striving after wind. The fool folds his hands and eats his own flesh. Better is a handful of quietness than two hands full of toil and a striving after the wind. I think maybe in all of our proverbial wisdom, all of our seeking for the Old Testament understanding of life in the present under Jesus, what Christian life is like, and you find that in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, the Proverbs, and this book of Ecclesiastes, this is as dark as it gets, as depressing as it gets. The fact that we really kind of live in an age beyond prophecy, and in an age behind hope in the present. That's what I mean when I say prophecy there, an age in which I don't know what's going to happen next. And Solomon, it's not like he didn't live in the age of the prophets, but who can tell, he says. Who knows now? The prophets are sent to point us to Christ, and that is about the world to come. That is where our hope is in all of us, but he's not preaching that right now. He's preaching the present, and it is a stark and dark reality, that even where you ought to find the good, there you find the wicked. Even in the church, where we should all be as we ought to be, there you find us not as we would be. So Solomon despairs. He says, what are we? Are we but animals? And truth be told, as St. Paul and Jude as well teaches in the New Testament, without Christ and the regeneration of the Holy Spirit, yeah, we are but brute beasts born to slaughter. Nothing more, nothing less. The atheist believes this anyway, right? Doesn't he? We're just all descended from amoeba and monkeys, and I know they're, oh, yeah, that's not a fair representation. Okay, whatever. We're just beasts. We're just rocks. We're just lumps of dust floating around, and from dust we come, and to dust you shall return, as Ash Wednesday teaches us every year. It is a dark and bitter thing, this present age. So, Solomon says, what more is there, if this is all there is? That you find to do something right now that feels good. But even that is just vanity. Even the good you would do for others, you do for yourself. Striving after the wind, catching air and reason in a bottle. So he's got this awful line about the dead are better off than we. And in Christ, it is surely true. But he's speaking about the despair of it. That the dead who have not known what we know have it far easier. You look at the infant just born and his suffering is nothing compared to what you come to know in the age of sin and frustration and tribulation and pain that is our present darkness. Now, what do you do with this? The fool folds his hands and eats his own flesh. He says, so be it, I'll get what I can. And what does he do? He devours himself and his life and everything in it, and then he goes to the dust. But that handful of quietness, oh, how does that not hearken back to God's own statements? Be still, Be still and know that I am God. That though you have made for yourself this house of folly, I who am great wisdom will see through and pierce that dark cloud of folly with my own most marvelous light. So set down your hands full of toil, your striving after the wind, and remember who I am. And so that you might not forget, I'll say it again. I'll say it and I'll say it. I'll preach it and I'll preach it. I'll send prophets, I'll send apostles, I'll leave the scriptures written, inspired, and inerrant for you to let you know that no matter who you may have become, I, the Lord, have not changed. But I have become you for you. I have entered your age to bear it on my back through the toil and labor and bitterness and futility of death. I have owned your cross so that you might know that I therefore own you too. O God, whose will is done even without our prayer, we pray that it be done by us also. To this end, do frustrate and bring to naught every evil counsel and purpose, such as the will of the devil, the world, and our own flesh. These things which would hinder the hallowing of your name and prevent the coming of your kingdom, do strengthen and keep us steadfast in your word and faith until the end. Let this, your good and gracious will be done, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.